This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, if you are multitasking right now, stop. Why? Because it may lower your IQ.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. Hold on. Let me check it on Google.
A study shows multitasking lowers a person's IQ, and it does reduce productivity as well.
Hmm.
So what's going on there? But then we get lost in what we're trying to do as we're trying to think through two to three things at once. I would have a joke about this, but I'd have to go, I don't know, clean the bathroom or something to multitask. But, I don't like to multitask. I have to turn things down a lot of times, like the volume down, if I'm multitasking because I get so distracted.
Yeah, that's like when you're trying to park, but the music's too loud.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't shake my rump shake. See, I can't even get through it. Just thinking about it, I'm stressed.
Because it distracts me from parallel parking.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to do at once, shaking your rump shaker and parallel parking all at the same time.
Yeah. Now, 38% of people feel they don't have enough time to complete household tasks, and they say multitasking does help.
Is that when you start cleaning up one room and you take something to another room and start something in there and forget that you were in the room previous and it's still unfinished?
Not if you're actually multitasking. That's just single tasking and forgetting what you were doing.
That's like when you're cleaning out your closet and you get distracted by something, and before you know it, you're like, where have these shorts been? And you put those on to see if they fit. And then you're like, oh, that tiara from that bachelorette party, where has that been? And you put that on, and suddenly the closet is a disaster, and you're like, I'm just going to shut the door and walk away.
And that's the worst thing, is when you go to clean something up, and you end up making a bigger mess.
I know.
But then you're too tired to clean it.
Exactly, and it sits there for 3 weeks.
Yep.
I got to get to that sometime.
3 weeks? That's
pretty good, right?
I can go 6 months, 6 years.
59% of people wish they could manage their time better throughout the day. Multitasking does help. 73% say while at home, they usually multitask while they're doing this.
Using the bathroom.
No.
Cooking dinner.
You know what? Using the bathroom's good, though.
You get emails read.
You can do that.
I would say you're kind of limited on what you can do while you're doing, hopefully.
But you can get a lot of stuff done, like on your cell phone and stuff.
But but you can multitask with your cell phone during just about everything except driving.
It's hard while you're washing dishes.
Yeah, you can't.
But not impossible.
True.
unless you're like, I'm going to listen to a song. Is that multitasking?
No.
You listen to a song and
no.
I'll catch up with friends. I'll just put them on speaker beside me.
Oh, there you go. Okay. But it's actually streaming or watching something on the TV or your cell phone.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching a TV show on Netflix and I'm playing my game on my phone at the same time. And then I miss a good scene. You know how many times I have to rewind a scene?
I understand that.
Yeah, because it gets interesting out of nowhere. And then you're like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you are doing stuff online, like even paying bills. Now, that's multitasking while you're watching your favorite show.
I have to focus.
Sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah.
You end up writing a check for $1 million because of something that was on the TV screen.
Yeah. I was trying to think, what's something productive you could do while you're streaming? You know, I mean,
well,
you know,
you could exercise.
Okay, there you go. That's a good one. That's multitasking.
I fold clothes. I fold laundry.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah, I just throw it on my bed and I'll sit there and watch TV and fold.
I work. While stuff is streaming.
She does. She does a lot of things while she's working. She shops.
I'm pretty good at multitasking.
Yes, you
are. I don't do so much for the show, but I'm really good on Amazon.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Do you have any of those Ring cameras inside your home?
Yeah.
My wife bought two of them. She put one in the kitchen and one in the family room. And I asked her why, because we don't need one of those that I'm aware of. And she just said she wanted to have it in case someone broke into the house.
I've seen the movie The Ring, and I don't trust anything with a ring. A wedding ring, the Ring doorbells.
What's a Ring camera? Is that different than just a regular camera?
It's a brand name.
That's the camera that proposed to you.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe a doorbell Ring camera or something.
Well, it's the same company as that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, so these move around and follow you as you walk around the room. It's very creepy.
It is very creepy. A friend of mine has one, and I'm at her house, and I'm walking through. She's upstairs, and I'm walking through waiting for her to come back down, and I see something out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, is that thing following me? It's like a ball.
Right.
She calls it Uncle Albert. I don't know why.
It's like the picture on the wall of a person and their eyes are following you all around the room.
It's creepy.
Well, a family in Mississippi had one of those in their daughter's room so they could keep an eye on things.
Yeah. Ooh.
And unfortunately, they weren't the only ones keeping an eye on things. In the middle of the night, all of a sudden, the Ring camera began playing the song Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
No!
When their 8-year-old daughter checked the music and turns on the lights, a man started speaking to her through the Ring camera, calling her a racial slur and saying he was Santa Claus. She ran screaming for her mom.
I guess.
They actually are upset with Ring, even though the president and CEO of Ring Camera contacted her. They're upset because they said that they made it sound like it was their fault. But in fact, Ring Camera has not been hacked. Their camera was hacked because they used the same password and screen names on multiple accounts. And that's what ends up happening to people, is you use the same password and security name or username on something else that gets hacked, then these people try it on everything they can, and they get into your Ring camera account, and they can see in your house and talk on the speaker.
Okay, but I can't keep remembering all these different passwords.
That is not Ring's fault.
It is someone's fault.
It's your fault.
Now, could it be somebody like you become friends with? You just wake up going, hey, how are you today?
Well, that would be up to you.
I'm good. How
are you? It sounds like a horror movie to me.
You look like you slept good.
It's like, you remember when you gave me your Netflix password?
Now, I find it amusing this woman is upset with them. Even the FBI got involved in this, and they said there's no evidence that Ring has been breached in any way. So it's not Ring that the password has been breached. Their password has been given to somebody, and it has been hacked.
Okay, but do y'all know that song that they started playing?
The Tiptoe Through the Tulips?
That is the most chill-inducing song on the planet. It is
Tiptoe through the garden.
Anyway, that's pretty much exactly how it goes.
I'd like to hear the extended version of that.
Would you really?
Because
I thought it gone on too long as it was.
Dance version.
That would be really creepy. And that's a reminder to you. That's one reason why we would never put one of these in a private area of our home. I'm not super thrilled about having them in the main areas, but you definitely don't want it in a private area of your home.
So we got a very fancy security camera for Michael's nursery.
Right.
That we have not set up because it connects to Wi-Fi and everything else. And I am kind of scared of that. And so then we went on Amazon and we just got one that only connects to the little screen or whatever, but it's no Wi-Fi, it's no Bluetooth, it's no nothing, so no one can hack it. And we use that one.
Someone can hack it.
The baby monitor thing?
Somebody's able to hack it.
No, don't say that.
There's people who are good enough to do that. But we had, and you know what the best way to hack it is to buy the same product, and half the times they reuse the same frequencies. Because when we had our kids that age, our neighbor behind us, the yard behind us, they had the same monitor, and we could watch their kid at night, and they could watch our kid at night.
Did you play Tiptoe? Dang it.
Didn't think of that.
Tiptoe through the tulips?
No.
I'll be honest. I'm surprised that Santa Claus would do such a thing. He needed to put himself on his own naughty list this year.
It wasn't Santa.
Oh, okay. Naughty Santa.
Bad Santa.
So, yeah. I guess the lesson here is, first of all, make a decision whether you really think it's worth having your kid's room open and possibly visible to the world. And second of all, if you do, use a unique password and screen name that no one can get.
I just don't get why it was in the bedroom.
Well, I think they want to make sure, like, are the kids really going to sleep when they're supposed to?
Well, you're checking on kids all the time.
I just don't like that.
You didn't do that with your imaginary kids? You don't have an imaginary camera in your imaginary
house?
They
went to bed exactly when I told them to.
Well, that's why.
But I have friends that do have the cameras in their main living areas for pets. When they're not home, they could keep an eye on their pets.
At home, what we would do is call, and whenever when the pets are sitting there in the house and we're at dinner, we're like, hey, Rupert. Hey, and he looks so confused. He's looking around for us. That's fun.
You must be bored at dinner. Hey, let's check on the dogs. Why don't we? While we're waiting for the appetizer.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, people had these in the 80s. It's making a comeback. And if you get one of these, you know, it could change your life.
First thing I thought of was Tamagotchi.
I thought of a Chia Pet.
I know. Not a Rubik's Cube. Sales of these peaked in 1987. It's making a comeback right now, and it could change your life. You may have even had one.
Cabbage Patch.
It's water beds.
Oh.
Water beds.
My grandma had one of those, and my sister and I would try and launch the other off of it all the time.
It's actually a little known fact if you go on Wikipedia, but all DJs have a waterbed at some point in their life.
I had two.
Uh-huh.
I had waveless one. Waveless and one full motion.
Oh, me too. The full motion, it sounded good on paper, but you end up switching over to the waveless.
Yes.
Well, I begged my mom and dad for a waterbed, you know, and they wouldn't give me one, and they did the next best thing. They just watered down my sheets for me. Just got the hose out.
I would just wet the bed.
I finally got one, though, as a teenager, and it was a lot of fun. They say that it's very popular with kids. Go on Amazon now. You go on Amazon, plenty of waterbeds to choose from. They're not that expensive either, and there's a lot of benefits for the waterbed.
It's there because I saw a video recently that talked about how bad that they are.
Yeah.
It's as far as for your body.
Let's put a million pounds on your joist, too, on your house. Because that stuff weighs a ton.
Not to mention you accidentally pierce it, and then you got a little tidal wave in your room.
I got a couple of holes. We had to buy the patches. It's like, you know, just walking around with a bunch of Band-Aids on the waterbed. Because over time, you forget. You got something sharp on. You sit down on the bed, and they're like, what is going on here? But the temperature control for the modern waterbeds,
which is a requirement.
Well, exactly.
Because otherwise you're sitting there with 70-degree giant heat sink sucking heat out of your body, and you end up waking up in, like, the hospital.
Do you ever remember, like, your thermostat or whatever, the heater they had back then would go out, and you'd get on your waterbed, it'd be so cold?
I remember when I first got one, I was so excited, I decided to sleep in it the first night. I filled it up, and it had not gotten hot.
It takes a while to warm
up. I had to get up and get on the couch because it was too cold.
Another feature for modern waterbeds, wave control, which they had that back in the day, but it reduces all the waves.
So how does that work?
So the old days, it was just a giant. Are you familiar with the thing called a buff puff that you clean your face with? Like a white scrubby thing. But they put that inside the mattress. It was like it floated inside the mattress, and it kept it from waving around.
Oh.
But see, like the full motion was just one big like bubble that you filled up. But I've seen them since that they come in long strips.
Right.
It's not one huge
that
piece.
That is a way to do it, too.
It's the long strips of water.
Mine was the cheap kind. It just put a giant buffer in there that kept it from being as wavy.
Yeah.
But that was part of the fun, I thought, because you get on a bed and you couldn't sleep with somebody else because if you like sit down fast, it would knock the other person off the bed.
Or if they rolled over, you felt like you was on a deep sea fishing and the waters, the waves are going up and down.
Yeah.
You're just raising up and down.
And then personalized comfort because they have dual zones now. I guess you split it right down the middle and have two different big old water pads there. And ease of maintenance, the vinyl surface can be wiped down, and waterbeds are less likely to harbor dust mites and allergens. So good for your allergies as well.
They're also good for savings, because you find all kind of stuff down in the cracks of that thing when you actually empty it one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of money.
Well, you lose toys and stuff in there. It's like you could just go down and look in the cracks. Kind of like what you do with your couch. Like you'll stick your hand down there, you do that to the side of the waterbed. The
difference is you can do that to a couch, but a waterbed is too heavy to get up under there.
Right.
But they say that the waterbed market is growing around 4% each year. So they say by the 2030, we're going to have a lot of us will have waterbeds.
So how do you drain it? Do you have a long hose?
Is it siphon?
Yeah, it's a siphon. It's the same thing as sucking gas out of a tank of a car.
But they have little pumps you could buy.
Yeah, once you get it started, it just you hang it out the window and it just keeps on going.
That's like a redneck waterfall.
It totally is.
The kids loved it.
Let it leak in the summer and the kids are like, yay!
Well, the water park.
All right, would you buy one now?
Not now, no.
Okay.
They're too much hassle.
Yeah.
But they were super inexpensive. I think I paid $120 for a king-size water bed back in the day.
They're inexpensive on Amazon right now if you check them out.
What do they go for now?
They were like $200 to $300.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's probably why everybody's going back. You try to buy a mattress lately?
I know, right?
Holy moly.
No, not in 20 plus years. I sleep great.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you are on social media, it turns out that there are folks who say that could be a red flag for your career. Now, it's kind of odd for us because we're told we have to be on social media.
Didn't you hate that back in the day when they said you've got to get all the accounts, every social app that comes out, you got to get. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, even dumb ones, they would be like, oh, your Threads is going like crazy. You got to get on Threads. And I don't know anyone that does Threads anymore.
The Tumblr.
Heck, I'm still blogging, y'all.
Wow.
We're supposed to be doing that, right?
They did tell us to do that for a while.
Yeah.
When did we stop?
Most of this crap would last for 3 months, and then it would be like, okay, there no one's reading this.
That's the biggest thing of surviving corporate America. You have to just be like, mm-hmm, can't wait, because you know it's going to be a phase that'll blow over
right.
quickly.
That's true. It's a lot of that stuff. They don't know what they're doing up at the top. They're just like throwing any buzzword that comes along. They're like, oh, Threads is super cool. We got to do this. And meanwhile, we're all like, I don't know anyone that's getting on Threads. I don't think Threads is going to be that big a deal. Don't be such a negative Nancy. You need to get on board and get excited about this.
We all got to have synergy here.
Oh, poor Nancy.
Yes, exactly. She's like Karen. At least negative Nancy always knew her name was bad. Karen got caught in the middle of nowhere. It's like, what happened to my name?
Yeah. Don't forget Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer, she kind of knew too.
Yeah.
She was kind of in there. But they say that 44% of working adults believe an active social media presence is more likely to hurt their career than help it. I've honestly made this observation about X, formerly known as Twitter, that it is really no positive side to having a Twitter or X account versus the incredible amount of trouble it can get you in. You can make one little comment. You can click a like heart on one post, and it can come back to haunt you 20 years later.
Yep.
You could be a totally different person now. You might not even remember ever having liked that post, but someone will dig it up and say, look at this. He liked this post, and this post was horrible, and now he is horrible too.
I will say I'm scrolling through like even TikTok or Reels, and without meaning to,
yes.
I accidentally like a video or
yes.
something, and I'm like, oh, let me go back and unlike that. I'm just scrolling through, and as I hit the video to scroll, it likes it.
And that is my story. If I liked something on Twitter or X that was horrendous, it was on accident.
Yeah. that or I was hacked. I swear I was hacked. I was not looking at that.
Well, and now they put the follow button so close to the end on Reels. So, like, if you're scrolling on Instagram, I've accidentally followed people, and I'm like, I don't even know what the page is about. I didn't mean to.
You're yeah. like, oh, I followed someone who likes to torture puppies. Oh, no, I didn't mean to.
What are you looking at?
Nothing like that.
Sometimes they feed you stuff that yeah. you don't even, like, you're thinking, how did this come up in my feed? No. And then the next thing you know, you've liked, subscribed, and followed.
You accidentally watch it too long, and then 30 more of those videos pop up because the algorithms.
Yeah. I think, though, there's people out there. I saw this in a movie. It's like, and there's a bad guy, and he had all these, just a line of monkeys on a computer, and they were trash-talking everybody. And it was making it, like, bad for these certain organizations or people out there.
Oh, wow.
It's like, so you think there's a bunch of monkeys out there just writing all kinds of crap about you, making things negative on the internet.
Well, they say 70% of employers admit to using social media to research applicants, and about 60% of those said they found materials that caused them to not choose a candidate to hire. So they're looking at your social media, something you did 20 years ago, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can't hire him. And yeah. it has nothing to do with you, who you are, or anything to do with what you feel or think now.
Would that be discrimination of some sort?
No, because they're allowed to look at your past acts. What, they're like things you've done and say, well.
What if it's private?
Mm-hmm. How would they see it if it was private?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, how would they see it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You don't know.
I'm not going to hire you.
You know, you think about yourself 10 years ago and how much you've changed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You see some of that stuff from 10 years ago that you were writing or commenting on. You're like, I don't believe that anymore about me.
When I first started Facebook, and there's memories come up, and I'll see from the first days of Facebook that I joined, and I'm like, what was I? Delete.
Who am I?
I don't yeah. even know that guy anymore.
Yeah.
So many food pictures that I look at, I'm like, that's not even impressive. Why did I take a picture of that?
I was hungry.
Okay, well, they said younger adults are more likely to consider an active social media life an asset that could boost their career. Older people are more likely to say it could be a red flag, which makes sense because the young people haven't gotten 10 years down the line to look back at how stupid they were yet.
Right.
I think any potential boss who's on your social media should be charged with stalking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have definitely not friended my boss for those same reasons.
Don't you hate that when they say, hey, I want to be your friend?
You're like, no, we're not friends.
But how long has he been waiting for us to, you know, friend him?
I haven't been asked.
I've been asked, but I don't think they know if you don't friend him.
They don't know?
I mean, it's not like it sends back a thing saying, Hawk still hasn't friended you.
Unless they go, let me go check out Tom to see if it's still private.
Yeah, well. It's not private. It's just we're not friends.
Oh, you're talking about the work account. Yeah, my work accounts, too.
But accounts.
But it does suggest I'll be friends with him.
Right, me too. And I'm like, that's a bad suggestion.
I'm like, nah.
That could get me in trouble.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom was just saying, what do you do when your boss, you know, asks you to be friends on social media accounts? Kind of sticky situation there. I think a boss is someone you have to be nice to. And I want to talk about that right now because, you know, the golden rule says, do unto others you have them do unto you. And your mom and dad's always trying to tell you to be nice to people out there. But there's some people that you always have to be nice to.
Police officers.
That's a good one. Police officer, because
yes.
they pull you over, you start being all, you know, fussy with them, and before you know it, you in court explaining why.
You're right. I'm pulling out manners I haven't used since I was a kid. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Yeah, make sure your hands are on the steering wheel. You know all the rules, but they say that, according to the study, that's someone you need to always be nice to.
Are you conscious about that? Because if I get pulled, well, the times I've been pulled over,
yeah.
I immediately reach from my glove compartment to grab my registration insurance. I leave my glove compartment open.
That's good, yeah.
And I have both hands on the wheel when mm-hmm. they walk up to the car.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't have any donuts. Why'd you pull me over?
Oh, that probably gets you in some of the trouble.
Okay, these are people you should always be nice to, according to the study. They say your boss. It's an easy one as
of
well.
Course, yeah.
You know, you gotta mind mm-hmm. your manners around him or her, because mm-hmm. that's the way you get raises and get paid more.
What is a raise?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's something that people get when they've been working with, at a place for some time.
No, it's not true.
Oh, I thought you meant like a spiritual raise. Like, good job. It's about the only raise we get.
You know, that's the standard thought process is, oh, you kiss up to the boss and you'll do better. But that's not always true.
That's true, yeah.
Sometimes the biggest jerks get raises. It mm-hmm. has to do with whether or not you have pictures of the boss with like on the Coldplay cam or not.
There you go. All right, the people you always have to be nice to, they say a bouncer. It's been a while for me, but I guess you do have to be nice to them.
Yeah,
they don't have to follow any rules. They can just kick you out.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of like the security guards too. It's like they have a little bit more power than you do.
What security guard?
You know, a security guard at an establishment, like, you know, they're going, you're acting up or something, the security guard comes in and says, hey, I'm going to take you out right now. You don't have like restaurants and stuff like that?
Like
it's
a
not,
concert.
Not official. Yeah, it's not an official police officer. It's a security guard. Mm. Yeah, they have a lot of power at the concerts. They won't let you go down in the section if you don't have that ticket.
And I don't know why people like call them rent-a-cops, or because they do have some power. I was at a vacation resort one time on the coast, and someone that I know started mouthing off to the security guard, calling them rent-a-cops and this and that,
wow.
and you can't do nothing because you're not a real cop. He was arrested.
Oh, wow.
And taken to jail.
Yeah.
So they can...
By the rent-a-cop?
Yeah. All he did was arrest him and have the sheriff's department come in and take him away.
Wow.
But yeah, they have control. Be nice.
All right, people, you always have to be nice too. They say bartenders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a drink quicker. Tip well, too.
Yeah. You know, I wish that was true.
You got to be nice.
But I was nice. I would stand there, and they would go down the line. They would get to me, and they'd go back to the other end of the line. And I would be like, I'm sitting there like a $5 bill in my hand. I'm like, what in the heck?
I never know the balance of, like, not being awkward. Because you're sitting there with the money, and then it feels rude to be like, money.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there with my $5 bill like, hey, I'm ready to order like a freaking drink. And it's like, what the heck?
But like, how much eye contact do you make? Is it a lot? Or do you kind of like, you glance and then you're like, oh, look at all this over here. And then
they
you look
mostly
back.
Didn't make eye contact with me. But I got to where I would huff off and go find another bartender could ignore me for a little bit.
Along the same lines, waiters and waitresses, yep. mm-hmm. you have to be nice to them because you won't get your drink felt full.
What's the movie Waiting? It says, don't ever mess with anyone who handles your food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a very naive, rose-tinted view of the world if all you're worried about is not getting your food fast enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You're saying they're spitting in the food?
I'm saying they're spitting in the food.
A little Parmesan cheese.
I saw a movie clip the other night where some guy, he orders a drink and it's a shot and you can see the spit rolling down into the glass. And he goes out in his car and gets a gun and shoots and kills everyone in the whole building.
Oh, my.
Oh. It was not a very family-friendly movie.
No. The Disney movie?
No.
Yes, not a family-friendly conversation now either.
No, I mean, they did spit in his drink.
All right, people, you always have to be nice to your mechanic, they say.
Yes.
Because they're going to find something wrong. If you're nice to them, they don't find as much stuff wrong with your car. Now, you might be broke down on the side of the road because of your buddy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be nice to everyone?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. But this is according to this research, they say these are people you always have to be nice to.
You should always be nice to everyone.
I agree.
Because people have gone off on a mechanic for one reason or another. And I got to say, I just had to switch mechanics because they weren't nice to me. And I'm nice.
Okay.
So Kato's on the list.
I had to switch.
Okay. Here's one. Your kid's teacher. Because your kid's teacher can cause you a lot of, you know, school life misery. Like,
yes.
if you don't get along with your kid's school teacher.
Yeah.
And you cause problems in the class. Oh, that's Ricky's mom who's coming in here always complaining about, you know, how he don't do his homework, which he don't do his homework. But they say that.
Well, it's both sides, like many things. If you're the squeaky wheel, you can also get the wheel greased, and they'll take care of you because they don't... Yeah, you go in and screaming and complaining.
That's illegal for students and
you
teachers.
You need to get a mechanic for that.
You are a dirty person.
Okay, and then finally they say you need to be nice to your doctor. Any doctorates out there?
Yeah, because you need a prescription.
Well, there's many things that happen in that area that you need to be kind to your doctor.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like a mechanic, if they get in there and they're like, you know what? She's kind of making me mad. I'm going to act like this is wrong with her. Start making stuff
your
up.
Your blood pressure's high today when it really ain't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to prescribe you this, and it has no copay. So there.
$900 a month.
Now, bend over. Okay.
Where was that going?
Well, that's the proctologist. You need to be nice to him, too, or her.
Yeah.
And I hope she's cut her nails.
But don't shake hands after it.
That's true. That's true. Thank you for the job. I appreciate it. I'll see you next time, Doctor.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.